All right, let's get ourselves the Keweenaw Bay Huron Bay Berga County report from Jason at Woodland Firearms in Berga. I hear tell you got some ice on Keweenaw Bay.
Yeah, we got some skim out there. It's looking promising. As long as it don't snow too much and the wind don't pick up, hoping we'll be out there soon.
So I actually heard it's like as far as you can see from where you're sitting right now. Is that right?
Yeah, when you're down on the lake right downtown Berga, it's as far as you can see. So I was out to Carla's having dinner the other night, and it was pretty wavy out there. And I would assume it's probably not that far, but as long as the bay freezes, you know, we'll be happy.
I'm wondering just how thick it might be already.
Well, I had a police officer actually stopped in this morning, and he said he just came around the head of the bay, and there was two guys walking out there with spuds. And I don't know what, you know, he said they were on their way back in, but there can't be much, you know.
Yeah.
I know I wouldn't be out there yet, and I don't recommend it.
Yeah, we need a couple of good, calm, and really cold nights, and I think the head of the bay will at least be fishable here pretty quick for those
yes,
that are brave
enough. Yes, I
agree. All right, well, I did hear Huron Bay was fishable at this point, but I heard it was still really sketchy out to Pine Point.
Yep, that's what I heard also. They're getting on it, but the ice is just not the greatest. I haven't been out there, but guy was in this morning. He got a couple burbot out of there the other day. But, yeah, he said the ice was a little sketchy, and it was opened up past Pine Point, I believe. But, yeah, so still a little sketchy out there, but fishable.
So he got a couple of burbot. Did he say what he was using?
He got two on tip-ups and then one jigging.
Oh.
But he did not say what he was using. I know minnows on the tip-ups probably. I don't know if he was jigging a jig or a spoon or, you know, but, yeah, two on the tip-ups. He was trying to get some pike, but settled for burbot.
All right, Jason, well, I got more to talk to you about later this hour, including Chassel Bay, Portage Lake, and any other ice fishing reports or any other news in general you want to pass along. So can we get just a little more time from you later this hour?
Yeah, no problem, Adam.
We'll get back on with Jason from Woodland Firearms in Berga and continue this Berga County, Houghton County report. So stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.